This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Just gone 6 o'clock on your Thursday morning, 12 degrees and a forecast top of 17 for Melbourne. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning.
My little high-vis gorgeous spunk.
Oh, we're back doing it again.
Buddy.
Why is that?
Because we did not hit our target for Radiothon 2021 of $200 in yesterday's show. So yesterday's theme of dress up Annie and Ando was high-vis, and we are back in high-vis, and you have brought in another friend with you.
I'm dragging someone to mix it up, spice things up. It is Sophie Hosky. Hello.
Good
Welcome.
Morning.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Did I pronounce that correctly? I didn't even do that in my tongue twisters this morning.
That's all right. It's Josky.
Josky. So the J's
I
pronounced.
I made you exotic.
Yes. Josky.
Like, Jose or
Jose.
Something. Yeah. So that's where I got to confuse. But you look fabulous.
Thank you.
In
what
the
are you
vis?
Wearing today?
Now, you told me it was high vis. I'm not a woman of the trades. I have a pink fur on.
It's beautiful.
It is visible from a distance, so that's what
definitely.
I've gone for.
Hella yes.
Yeah, like a fuchsia sexy yeti.
And I've got a Dayglo yellow earring, so that's my
love
traditional
those.
Fluoro.
I love that. This psychedelic shirt underneath, that reminds me the theme that was Comedy Festival's after party. Did you go to that?
Oh, yes, the psychedelic 60s.
And you wore something different?
Yes. I had a big plastic flower necklace on and a skirt with some faces on it.
Oh.
And I just went out on the eye makeup.
That's beautiful. Yes, you're quite known for the eye makeup. Remind me to delve into that this show. We've got a few prizes to give away, don't we?
We sure do. If you sign up during the hour of 6 to 7 a.m. this morning, you go into the draw to win a double pass to Supernova, a beautiful, beautiful movie screening at the Nova Cinema in Carlton. We also have a daily prize this morning, which is called Sunshine Calling. It's a two-night stay in a deluxe cabin in the Maiden in Discovery Park. Perfect for a holiday, for the family, everything at your fingertips. And, you know, you get also, Annie Louie, a $100 voucher to the American Hotel, which is a little pub around the corner. So you get dinner and a sleepover.
Amazing. And if you're a business and you want to become a business member, you get business cards today. 500 of them, professionally designed.
Thanks to our friends at Geronimo Creative Services and Mailbox, etc. So we're looking for your support this morning. Head to joy.org.au or the Facebook page. Donate, subscribe, renew, or become a member. Hey, we are asking for your support this morning. Head to joy.org.au, sign up, subscribe, or renew. We have some incredible prizes we're giving away. We're giving away, first of all, in this hour, a double pass to see Supernova at Cinema Nova in Carlton. The daily prize, though, is a two-night stay in a deluxe cabin at the Maidens in Discovery Park. Now, Annie Louie.
Yeah.
This park is in Moama. It's on the banks of the Murray. There's a water park. There's so much. If you've got littlies, so much to do up
That's
there.
Why I thought I've never heard of it. It almost sounds like it's an overseas holiday that we're giving
away.
It's
a Chuka Moama. And then, not only is that two nights crazy, right? You get a $100 voucher for the American Hotel, which is in a Chuka around the corner from the park. I'm looking at the menu now. Now, let's jump into dinners, right? Chicken parma, fish and chips, smoked pork and fennel sausage, wild mushroom gnocchi. Oh.
Do we have a vegetarian in the room? Just got to check.
No, I eat everything.
That's the voice of Sophie, comedian and performer extraordinaire joining us today, who is also busy at the moment. Let's put prizes down for a second. Tell us a bit about what you've been up to.
Oh, gosh. I've just been enjoying the fact that the Comedy Festival's been back in town and I've been able to be on stage again. What a treat.
Yeah. You were improvising with the Big Hoo-Ha.
Yes.
Very revered troupe who I remember watching as a teenager thinking, it's magic. It's some kind of black magic. I don't get it. Like, it's so... How do they do it?
Yeah. It's so wonderful. I've been improvising with them for years. I started over in Perth years ago because the troupe started over there. And then when I moved here, I joined the Melbourne chapter, as it were.
Oh,
so is the... Sorry, I'm lost. Big Hoo-Ha. I was waiting for you to say a name like Denise Scott. But is the big hoo-ha actually a thing?
Yeah. It's a group of people.
Oh, I'm thinking like you're going to say Judith Lucy like or Denise Scott.
It's not a duo or anything. It's like not a person. Do you have members that swap in and out too?
Yeah, we have an ensemble of around, I think, about 30 people in total. And then we kind of have a rotating cast of different shows.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. And you've been rehearsing for anything at the moment? Are you...
I'm sort of at the very beginning stages of a few projects. I'm looking at doing some writing for screen stuff. Yeah. I'm in a personal renaissance.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you doing, during lockdown, Cassandra Barbatol was back doing makeup tutorials online and self-care routines and things like that. Is that tell us about the character for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, sure. Well, she was my last one-woman show. She's sort of like if things didn't work out for Joan Crawford, like a very golden age of Hollywood, slightly twisted character.
Yeah, and had the mole, the big
feature. I'd basically be in full drag makeup for that. Yes. I would. When I was touring and doing the show and I'd go out and flyer during the day, people wouldn't realize that it was my face on the flyer.
Yeah. Yeah, and you did like 40 characters or something as part of it?
Yeah, over 30. I think 33 in the last count, because I'd play everyone in her life as well. It was like an onstage biopic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, don't worry. I'll say 40. I will, we'll talk you up.
Yeah. How big was it, Annie?
This big.
So big. So many.
Oh, that's too funny. We are giving away some incredible prizes today. We'd love your support. Head to joy.org.au. If you're a business and you sign up as a business member, you go into the draw to win a set 500 professionally designed and printed business cards, thanks to our friends at Geronimo Creative Services. We also, the first person to donate $250, guess what it is, Annie Louie?
What is it?
It's a Simon James Photography Corporate Portrait Session. So this is perfect if you know, so how sometimes people have got dodgy LinkedIn pictures where like half a person's chopped off, or you can clearly tell they've got a glass of champagne in their hand, they're at a wedding or something. This is a rigi-dig professional one. You'd be looking amazing.
Oh, everyone needs good photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
Coming up, we have an incredible interview, Annie Louie.
Yeah.
Yasmin, Sabunku?
Sabunju.
Sabunju.
Yeah, Yasmin.
Stick around, you're up early.
Annie and Ando, serving you laughs every weekday morning on Joy.
Midsummer Festival is kicking off and we are going to be chatting with some fantastic guests over the next week. And joining us now to talk about a show called Sick Bitch. I think we're allowed to say bitch on air, aren't we, Ando?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this show is
I know. It's a one night only at Hair Hole, which is at Hares and Hyenas. And we welcome to the show now storyteller and artist Yasmin Sabunju. Hello. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. It's so good for you to join us.
Especially from Adelaide.
Do you call it Radelaide, or is it just people that don't live there that call it Radelaide?
Well, I used to roll my eyes at Radelaide, but it has re-earned the Radelaide. No, I definitely like Radelaide now.
This show sounds really interesting, and I haven't gotten to preview it because you haven't been in Melbourne, but it's all about chronic illness and heading to Byron Bay to be at the centre of well-being. What's that all about?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was such a journey for me, my journey to wellness, because I didn't know I had endometriosis or ADHD until like 2016 and 2018. So it was, I guess, about trying to find answers for what was wrong with me, because doctors were like, oh, it's all in your head, you're just a girl, or you're just an ethnic person making this up. So after a long series of events and disappointment, I went to Byron Bay and I just sort of was like, well, I'm going to commit to my health. No one else seems to be. And I tried everything you could imagine, and I mean anything, to get better.
What was the weirdest thing you tried?
Oh, God, seriously, there were so many. It's so hard.
I see some stuff about, how do you pronounce it? Ayahuasca?
What?
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
Ayahuasca, that's right.
Oh, that old thing.
I see the word and I like can't pronounce it.
What is it?
So it's a sacred plant medicine, but it is psychedelic from the...
Oh, yeah.
And for me, it was very, very transformative. There was a shaman. It's not a recreational thing.
It's a therapeutic thing.
100%, and it is not for the faint of heart.
It's a real, it's actually getting a lot of movement behind it, and there's schools where you can study it in the US now, psychedelic therapies, and it's kind of a throwback to, is it the 60s where kind of it became, psychedelics became really popular, and then suddenly it got banned and made illegal and stuff and naughty as opposed to therapeutic.
Yeah, it's in Ali Wong's book as well, and it helped her become the comedian she is today because she had a like a premonition about self-love, like going down on herself, and then she was like, this is this is me, I need to do comedy. So how did it help you?
Well, yeah, I was sort of not getting much better. Like, I'd hit a cap with my health, and I was having pretty bad panic attacks and anxiety, and I guess there were some things about myself I needed to integrate. It was, you know, about self-love, self-acceptance, but also letting go of the anxiety and panic, because I guess being queer, Muslim, Turkish, it was sort of hard for me to fully love myself at times, just growing up and having that reflected to me. So, yeah, it was like, oh, my God, years of therapy and years of healing all in one session.
Wow.
That sounds amazing. How have you been touring as well, this show? Is it a debut?
It is a debut. I am a debutante. It was given a grant by the Adelaide Fringe to put on this year, which was so exciting because, you know, I can't really afford to put on a Fringe show. And it was nice to have the support and finally feel ready and healthy enough to put on this show.
So healthy that you're heading to Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited.
Yeah, there has been a few shows about chronic illness popping up this year. I don't know if you've heard of Andy Snelling as well, who's got Lyme disease, and putting on this show, she talks about just conserving her energy throughout the day just to be able to do this one incredible hour. Do you need to engage in a lot of that type of self-care as well?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Andy's a friend now, and I've seen her phenomenal show. And I can totally relate because, you know, you only have a limited amount of energy per day when you're chronically ill.
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to be giving away a double pass to Sick Bitch at Midsummer Festival. It's happening on Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 24th of April. And we would love to give it away to you. So message in now, donate, renew, subscribe, become a member, and we will announce the winner at the end of the show. But thank you so much for joining us, Yasmin.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Check out the Up Early podcast on iTunes and the Joy website.
24 minutes past 6, 12 degrees and a forecast top of 17 for Melbourne. It is Joy Radiothon 2021, Annie Louie.
Sure is. I just spent that song signing up to become a member again.
We've got a message. Let me have a look into it. What does it say? It's a new membership. It is a full membership, so it's a grown-up. You can be a business. You can be a family. You can also be a concession. And it is Annie from North Melbourne. Annie, thank you so much
for your... Oh, no worries, that's me. I just said that. I didn't leave a message or anything.
That's
I should have made you say something cheeky.
You're a cow.
Why?
I'm signing up now. Let me watch
I beat
this.
You to it. That's why you're mad. You're very competitive.
No, I wanted to do it live on air. I didn't want to do this whole behind the scenes thing. And no, you know me, I always fail the capture things. And there's a cap when you sign up on joy.org.au. It checks that you're not a invalid birth date.
Well, Ando sorts his stuff out. Yeah. Sophie is also here. Sophie Jusky, how are you doing now that we're stuck into the show?
I'm loving it. I'm enjoying the tunes. I'm enjoying the bops. I was loving that interview earlier, getting excited for Midsummer Festival.
Are you going to get out and about?
I'm going to try to. Honestly, I've just had a nice lie down after Comedy Festival, and now it's we're into Midsummer.
Yeah. Well, the dates have shifted this year. That's why there's been a bit of an overlap. It's much later than Pride season normally would be, isn't
it? Normally it's the other way around. Like, Midsummer is the run-up to Comedy Festival.
There's plenty of shows, including ours, next week. Lemon Comedy, we're doing a Pride edition of that at Common Rooms. So, yeah, it'll be fun. Are you involved in something, or are you going to check out some Fringe shows?
I'm just going to try and see as many shows as I can.
Yeah. How many did you hit, do you reckon, for Comedy Festival?
Look, I worked a lot of nights, so I reckon I saw maybe 10 to 15
That's
shows.
Really good. I don't know if I managed that many and I didn't have a show. Oh. That was a lot. What was your favourite? Did you have anything top picks?
Lou Wall is definitely up there.
Yeah.
Probably Lou Wall, Patrick Collins, Michelle Brazier.
Oh.
Off the top of my head, top three.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle's show, I needed tissues the whole way.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Sad?
She had our backs. Like, I felt safe the whole time and I knew that it would return to comedy. And I think that was such an incredible skill that I wish I could do. But yeah, there was not a dry eye in the house.
That's sad. Yeah. Well, to cheer you up, head to joy.org.au, become a member, subscribe or renew. We are desperate in need, and I say desperate in need, to keep us on the airwaves. Joy needs about $3,321 per day to actually just turn the lights on and keep the equipment running and everything behind. So this is our biggest fundraiser for the year, and it means a lot. We love your support and we love you. So head to joy.org.au, give us your cash, Annie Lilly.
Yeah, so that we can bring in more special guests.
You're up early with Annie and Ando on your Thursday morning. 12 degrees, a forecast top of 17 for Melbourne. It's Radiothon 2021. We're giving away some cracking prizes.
Yeah, I thought I might give Sophie a test now and see how much she's absorbed of the show. What are the prizes for Radiothon?
Good.
Let me tell you, you can win a beautiful stay in a Chukamoama.
Yeah.
And
well,
get yourself...
Can we get a jazz bed? We got anything like... Ooh. I think we do have, if we go to the beds, joy beds. Oh, Anna does. You just gave off this kind of game show vibe.
Oh.
Like, you know, like... Da, 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 da.
Oh, I would love to find that beautiful song. Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd love to be a glamorous woman on a game show who just gestures to the prizes.
Do you have a favourite game show out of all the ones in history?
I mean, Spicks and Specs, probably.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I don't know. And a quiz show and game show, is that...
Spicks and Specs, they've come back. And it's actually Mr. Ando, my partner's favourite TV show. He watches, he's seen the same series so many times and he still gets the answers wrong.
Ah!
It's like how many times? It's like that Drew Barrymore movie, 50 First Dates or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like 50 First Spicks and Specs.
So good.
I really liked the old school ones. Mm. Like, what's the one with the letters for spelling stuff?
Oh, was it Wheel of Fortune?
It was Wheel of Fortune. I love that as a kid. Okay, we've got some music.
Hello.
Pump it up,
slow.
Ando.
Oh, you want me to pump it up?
Yeah. So what are the prizes today, Sophie?
So today, if you sign up for a Joy FM membership, you go in the running to win a stay in scenic Chukamoama.
Not even looking at the notes. This is beautiful. I love it.
Including a $100 voucher to the... American Hotel, where you can get yourself a beautiful chicken parma. What a treat, what a dream.
Oh, they do. I think they do some tacos and nachos there.
But Sophie, what if I'm a business?
What if you're a business? Well, guess what?
You idiots.
I'm a serious question.
You can get yourself 500 professionally designed business
No
cards.
Way. How many?
500.
This groupie's just shown up on the stage. Screaming and wailing. You're excited?
Do you want me to throw my undies?
Yes, please. And some flowers.
I actually really like this song.
Yeah, fabulous. And $250. The first person to donate $250. What did they get?
Oh, gosh. You can get a Simon James photography session. Get some corporate portraits.
Corporate portrait to go with your business card.
Look professional.
We had a discussion about this the other day and said, what if your profession is a sex worker or a porn star or a pole dancer? Simon James turns up thinking you're going to be in your corporate suit and all of a sudden you strip off and you go, okay, I'm ready for my close-up. I want my website pictures.
Yeah, so that's tax deductible.
Yes.
Yeah.
I reckon Simon James deserve a challenge.
Yes.
We all should do nudie shots with Simon James.
Yeah.
Professional nudes with Simon. They have not endorsed this.
Well, not at all. Terms and conditions do apply.
Thank you very much, glamorous Wheel of Fortune Sophie.
My
now,
pleasure.
I do have a secret for you all. The harness wearing a beautiful Robbie is manning the phone room, 1-300-569-949. You don't even have to let your fingers do the joy.org.au. You can talk to a real human. He hasn't got his harness on this morning, But
no, we had to scrap the fetish theme because we didn't make our total.
We're trying to get out of this high vis wear that is exactly what we wore yesterday because we didn't meet our target of $200. So we need to make $200 for the theme to change. What is tomorrow's theme, Annie Louie?
Tomorrow's theme is beach wear in a frosty Melbourne.
Oh my goodness.
I haven't decided one piece or bikini, but I will bring my inflatables, I think.
Oh, really?
Pop them up, yeah.
I've got
another one. I think it's a swan or something. Might bring that along as well.
I've got a shark, Gary the Shark.
Because
I'm not going home today.
Oh, okay. So Gary's
got, what I've got is what I've
at
got.
Your house.
Yeah,
okay.
Gary's at the house.
You got
at
any one of the inflatables? Ooh. Do you like a pool party?
I do, but you know what? I am from Perth, which has made me a bit of a beach snob.
Yeah.
And I've lived here for 3.5 years and I still haven't gone to a beach here.
What is it? Is it the rubbish and the syringes? Like, what don't you like about Melbourne's beautiful beach?
Well, to be fair, I haven't tried. I can't slag off Melbourne's beaches because I haven't given them a go. Because usually I go home for Christmas and the Perth Fringe Festival, which is perfect beach time of the year. And I get all my beaching done in Perth.
Yes. Cottesloe Beach is the most beautiful Australian beach.
Margaret River's pretty nice too.
I've never been up
good
there.
Good for surfing.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Oh, we've got a message in here, Louie. What's come up on your screen?
Oh, well, along with my membership, we also have an Ando from Coburg North. Could that be the person sitting opposite me?
No, get out of town. And did that person leave a message, Annie Louie?
No message.
Yes, there is.
Annie is a big horn dog.
I love how you add words. There's no big in that
sorry,
sentence.
I just had to embellish as the...
Because horn dog wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough. they needed more
Annie
comedy
Louie
in there.
Annie Louie is a horn dog. Yeah. That's what it says.
We've got another message in. I'll tell you about it after some Tay-Tay. Up early, it's day 7 of Radiothon, nearly finishing up.
Day 9.
Is it day 9? Oh my gosh. It has been a mammoth week
and a half. We started last Wednesday and we finished tomorrow. So if you are thinking about donating, subscribing or become a member, head to joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. The beautiful Robbie is on the phone.
Yes, we deliver so much great content, putting it out for free.
If we say so ourselves.
Yeah. And it's time to give back to Joy 94.9. And we have special guest Sophie Joski in the room. But Sophie stepped out because I requested that a different person comes into the studio now, which is Cassandra Barbatol, who is a glamorous 1940s star.
Isn't Barbatol a type of barbiturate or like a...
We'll have to ask. So please welcome to Annie and Ando for Radiothon, the very special Cassandra.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here. Ever since I was a child, I've listened to the wireless and I've dreamed of starring on the airwaves.
Oh, really? Annie, I think she's... got to light a cigarette in
here. Oh, yeah.
Voice
I can smell
sounds
that.
A bit like something's going on. Oh, sorry. Yes. Where were we?
Yes, now I've got to keep my tones nice and dulcet for you.
So. Yeah. It makes me want to talk like you because it's such a different era. What do you spend your time doing?
Thank you. I'm a star of the stage and screen. I bring my portrayals mainly to the silver screen, of course.
Colour TV hasn't been invented yet, has it?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, you know how I thought it was a prescription drug? Do you know what Barbatol is?
What is
That's
it?
Your surname, I hear.
Yes.
Right. Marketed under the brand names Veronal and Medina. It's sodium salt. It's salt.
Oh, is this something you're familiar with? Or is it
it was the first commercially available barbiturate. I was right. It was used as a hypnotic sleeping aid from 1903 to the mid-1950s.
Does that sound like you're a little bit under.
You see, when you become a star in the studio system, you have to choose a name. And I found that when I chose my name, I was offered a nice little sponsorship deal. And that helps me. I go to the same place as Marilyn. We get our nice little fixes. Keep us our beauty sleep. Yes.
Marilyn Manson.
Monroe, I assume.
Yes.
No, we've gone back to the 40s. You're meant to play along.
Oh, far out. I struggle to keep up sometimes
in
the show.
I would love to know a bit more about how you like to get dolled up. What do you like to wear? What do you like to put on your face?
Yes. Well, my mother always taught me that natural is best. And while Some don't believe that I have a stitch of makeup on. It's true. I just naturally am this gorgeous.
Wow. Pulling back the secrets here with Cassandra.
Can you smell something?
Bob,
I smell BS. Her eyes. She's got something on.
No, well, I'm all for it. And Sophie is outside and waiting to come back into the room. So I might go grab her during this song. But lovely chatting to you.
Pleasure to be here.
We are chasing your membership donation or subscription. Head to joy.org.au or call the beautiful Robbie on the front desk, 1300 569 949. Donate, subscribe, please support.
What a funky tune. This is way too cool
for
you,
is it?
It's not 1940s,
is it? I love it. And
what's this electronic sound?
It's called The Real McCoy. Yeah, another night.
It's the original, not a remix.
No. You're up early with Annie and Ando.
We had one more message that came through along with a membership from Alessandro saying, I love Annie and Ando and up early. Tomorrow should be fetish wear day.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Full membership. So that's three full memberships in the show. So we've hit our target of
$200. And unfortunately, that theme was yesterday's challenge that we could have come in
fetish,
today.
Yeah,
we didn't make it. And we've been set on beachwear being the last one so that we can get our kit off for no reason. No, just because it's so cold. And we did ski wear. We thought, let's do the opposite this time.
Or we could put it out, Annie, with 5.5 minutes left of the show. If somebody donates $10,000, we'll go fetish wear. Would you?
Yeah, I don't know how fast you can put those details in, though. You struggled to get your birthday in.
I got rejected 3 times.
Yeah, you did.
Because I'm so old. Hey, Sophie, thank you so much for coming in and spending the morning with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we had so much fun just pulling out random things from your bag. You had I want to see, like, the rest of the 32 characters that you have.
Oh, look, we'll pop so over many. To my Instagram. I'm always doing something weird.
Lovely. All right, thank you so much. We're back tomorrow with performer Lou Wall joining us for Beach Wear and Radiothon, the final day. Get your cash out.
And we need to announce the winner of our show prize, which goes to Alessandro from Coburg North. You've won a Supernova double pass to Cinema Nova in Carlton. Plenty more prizes. Make sure you stick around for the Murphys. We're back tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.